Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kreste, inhlamulo ya hinkwaso. Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
What a privilege to minister to you wherever you are in our South Africa, the beautiful. Maybe you are outside South Africa in one of the neighboring countries where the waves reaches you as we share these truths from the Holy Bible in this Kreste Inhlamulo, Corner of Wisdom. By the way, this is Elijah again calling your attention to an Old Testament text, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That is the subtitle to our message. And our title that carries the theme of this message is simply, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord." Look at how Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 opens. It opens with the word "although." In my language, it says "hambi" or "hambisritanu." Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. Although labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. These are what I call "although." We live exactly in an age where we have so many "althoughs." In my language, we live in an age where we have lots of "hambi shritan." There are so many "although" you and I are experiencing in our contemporary world. You know, the current state of South Africa, Africa, and the world are experiencing so many "although" in our psychological life, in our thinking life, in our economic life, in our material life, in our agricultural life. It is so rare that you will find organic food all over the world. There is so much pollution in the soil. The food you and I eat today, they are full of this "although." Hambi shritan in my Shangan language. There are so many untoward things that are happening to our thinking life, to our environment, to our food, to our economy. There is so much bad things that are happening because of crime, because of hijackings, children rebelling against parents, and parents are so discouraged because they cannot even control their own children. It is the time we live in. The Bible pre-prophesied that on the last days there will be tsunamis, there will be earthquakes, there will be disobedience, there will be stubbornness, there will be destabilization, things will fall apart. And all these things the Bible told us about before it actually happened. Now, yet the Bible says, despite all these things, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I feel like saying hallelujah, because the word of God is true. Despite what you and I are going through, despite what you and I are grappling with in every level of our lives, we can still rejoice in the Lord. What I like about the word joy, it is different from happiness. You are happy because everything is rolling out well for you, but happiness cannot stand when challenges come. Happiness fades away, fiddles away, but the joy of the Lord can still be enjoyed through thick and thin. You know, when Paul and Silas were in prison, they sang, rejoiced, and praised God right in prison. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the burning fiery furnace, which was heated 7 times, they experienced God in that fire. You know, the joy of the Lord is strength. It's tough. It is durable. God can enable you and I to enjoy life amidst trials, shakings, temptations, and even when there are wars like you and I are experiencing with Russia, the Ukraine, the Jews, the Palestinians, and in Africa, military governments and chaos all over the world, you and I can still enjoy the joy of the Lord. That is why our text reads, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord." We can rejoice in 2024 despite what is happening around us, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can enjoy salvation. We can enjoy forgiveness of sins. We can enjoy reconciling with God. We can enjoy to be born again. We can enjoy following Jesus. We can enjoy witnessing for Christ. We can enjoy serving God with our education, with our money, with everything God blessed us with. We can serve the Lord. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. As I conclude this message, I would like for us to see various areas where you and I can really rejoice and even enjoy life in. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. That's verse 13 of chapter 3 of Habakkuk, a great verse of scripture. Number one, I will rejoice in God as a source of my joy. Number two, the Lord is my strength. The joy is not just happiness. The joy of the Lord is actually our strength. In Isaiah 40, the Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord, God shall renew their strength." And number three, God will make me to walk upon high places. And number four, God will make me sing or give me a new song at midnight. And lastly, God will give a sleep like a baby at night in these troubled days. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. May the Lord bless you, my friend, as you look to Jesus, the source of our joy. Enjoy life in these troubled days, because the joy of the Lord in you will be your strength. May God bless you. See you next week. Elijah.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.